Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, La Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I tell you, Elijah Muhammad and Rasulullah. You only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created creation for his creation. He tests all of us in. And he has sent prophets and messages to warn us of what we shouldn't do or what we should do. And we're doing something wrong, we should stop. Then he sent us a final prophet, and all the prophets that he has sent a final prophet. And that prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. The prayer we're about to make is a prayer that he taught us. He would give it to him to give to us. So we got to open our talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyak. Yanabudu Yak and Al-Fat. Yadini Sarat Al-Mustakim. Rato Ladina Anto Alayhim. Kali Magdubi Alayhim. Waladoli. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the devil, the outcast, the disbeliever. The name of God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask in Allah to send us to always show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. I'd greet everyone in the best of the greeting of all the greeting of the world, the same, the best, the greeting of the angels, and the greeting in the paradise. And the best greeting here on earth of Assalamu Alaikum simply means may Allah peace and blessing be upon us. This is the Block Talk Radio Station coming out of California. We are blocked with a message of concern. We're concerned about getting this message to the world that there ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah, the creator of this creation. There's no other message in this earth in America greater than here. Remove all the. We must move these images for worship in order for us to make progress in the world. This is the number one problem. And you can see that problem, a major concern, need to be everywhere. See it today. Going into the gas station. Because I go to the cash register. The African-American man don't act like I is this. But after I paid for my gas, let the Caucasian walk up there. And he act like he talking to God. He act like it's a blessing to speak to that man that way. But he had no intention of speaking to me like that. Because he bought it to the inferiority or the false superiority. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk Radio Station. This is a message of concern. And our concern is to remove all the image. Excuse me. So we're here, this message of concern, to get. That's a part of the problem. African Americans will never have any love for themselves as long as that image up in the world, as long as people seeing the dark skin is the skin that must be misused and abused, and the light skin is the one that's supposed to be respected that's the one with God. See, that comes from that image. That comes from the lie that they put in the world. And we realize it's been a lie. Because when you questioned it, it has no foundation to stand up on. Allah said everything he created was good. He created all the human beings to be tested. And nobody is exempt from being tested. So and one of the tests is to worship God correctly. If you worship God incorrectly, that's no worship at all. But we must learn to worship God, fail to do that, then we no more than pagan, because pagans worship God incorrectly. So we say God, we say Allah means the creator of this creation. We have the best understanding and the best language for the creator of this creation. We say God is not a man. And now the people have bought into the idea that it'll come down from Jesus being the Son of God. Now he's God. So it shows you that if you tell a lie long enough, you can add more to that lie and people will not question it because a Christian is saying that. Or they say a Christian is saying this. And I believe whatever a Christian said. And you got people believe what some Muslim, not the Muslim, but Muslim, who said that a man is God and he appealed and folk came to America and July 30, 1930, came to America by himself, all this foolishness, and he picked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as his messenger. Of all the people in the world, he picked out the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger. See, but to tell a lie, to get rid of one lie, you got to tell another lie. And that's what happened. They had to tell a bigger lie to get the people to love what they were given. Because we love to hear that idea that the black man is God and the white man is the devil. But we know the Caucasian people have been the devil, but not all of them. But a whole lot of them have fallen into the satanic idea of enslaving somebody. And that's what that's a satanic idea, to put somebody in slavery. And then when the truth comes, falsehood must vanish. So we in the 901 Brock Talk Radio Station to bring this truth. So how, why we should move this image and what is it doing? Allah says in Al-Mukam, the dominion, Surah 67, it says, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ayat 1 and 2. Allah says in this Ayat, he said, blessed be to he in whose hands is the dominion, and he is all, he over all things, had power, create death, he created death and life, that he may try which of you is best indeed, and best indeed, and he is exalted, he's in might, often forgiven. So this is God, this is the creator. The human being don't want to forgive nothing. He if you owe him a penny, some of them, especially when you poor, they want that penny back. Or sometimes they will take your life, even if you bit off a hamburger. Then people have died that's for hungry and bit off somebody hamburger. And they lost their life over a hamburger, a piece of meat. Between the bread with lettuce and tomato, they lost their life. So Allah said, he blessed is he. Allah is the one who blessed it. He said, blessed is he who hands the dominion, and he is all over all things, has power. He created death. In other words, you were dead when we got him. They come here as a baby, come here as a little leech, and come through Oakland. And after 9 months, we were almost fully put together as a baby, knowing nothing, being brought out in the world to learn and experience and see what this world had to offer. That's what happened when you was a baby. Then Allah said, and life that he may try which one. That's why he gave us a life, to try, to test us, and see which one is best indeed. And he is exalted. And Allah is exalted over all things. He is the mighty. And Allah is the only one often forgiven and most merciful. So surely Allah has spoken the truth to his human creature. So let's work on removing this image. And nothing more important. Yeah, we can teach each other to death. But when it comes to finding out why we can't move this image, let's get this image out of the world so we all can live and all thrive and grow and be successful and help get these children a man and a woman to look at, because Satan is coming with this homosexual idea. He's coming. He's coming. So may Allah bless us all. I'm going to bring Brother Suja on. I see his hand up. So please listen. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Suja, your mic is on. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, he got some ham.
I'm doing
well. Your mic is on. Okay, well, he got some ham. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, I got you. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also bear witness and I also testify that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran, Surah 21, starting at Ayat 42. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Who can keep you safe by night and by day from the wrath of Allah? Most gracious. Yet they turn away from the mention of their Lord. Or have they gods that can guard them from us? They have no power to aid themselves, nor can they be defended from us. Nay, we gave the good things of this life to these men, and their fathers until the period grew along for them. Until the period grew long for them. See they not that we gradually reduce the land and their control from its outlining borders? Is it then they who will win? Say, I do but warn you according to revelation, but the deaf would not hear the call, even when they are warned it. If by the breath of the wrath of thy Lord do touch them, they will then say, woe to us. We did wrong indeed. We shall set up scales of justice for the day of judgment, so that not a soul will be dealt with unjustly in the least. And if there be no more than the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it to account. And enough are we to take account. In the past, we granted to Moses and Aaron a criterion for judgment and a light and a message for those who do right. Those who fear the Lord in their most secret thoughts and who hold the hour of judgment in awe. And this is blessed. And this is a blessed message which we have sent down. Will ye then reject it? Shall Allah who could deem? Surely Allah speak the mighty, the mighty, the mighty truth. Allah have the judgment day set up, you know, and you know, we Asamanga.
Well, they got some lamb.
Okay. No, I just hear dogs barking. And... Okay. So, Allah have it set up where everything that is done. It's recorded and it's written down. And Allah has set up the day of judgment to show the right and the wrong that was done, and all is for the individual to receive the blessing or the punishment. So Allah is explaining to it. You know that you know, ask the question, is there other gods than him? You know, that can protect you, stop the wrath of Allah that is coming down on that is Allah would bring down on you. So you know, it's so clear. The revelation is so clear until it should make the reader think. You know, you have to listen and see that Allah is under control. His punishment is going to be obvious. And you can see the justice. When you read this Quran, the Quran is going to balance your mind. Gonna get your mind in a balanced position to know that Allah is going to create is going to helm His creation fair, and the thing that he does is just like He measured it out. You know, and there's no way that a person can scheme out of it. So this world of Satan is in trouble. It's in trouble, brothers and sisters. When Allah wrote to the prophets, revealed knowledge to the prophets that there is only one creator, that there is only one God. You know, but right then, you know, they got situated, and they were able to handle all the things that were coming after. And what came after is Saul's God being set up. And Allah already done explained and told them there's no other gods but him. So when all these other false gods comes up, they already know that this is a lie. And God done warned me about this already. You know. So it's just a matter of the prophets and those messengers just taking their time and addressing this deception, addressing these lies, addressing this false worship. It's not real. So it's just a matter of bringing the truth to the people and bearing witness to the truth. And I can see what Allah is saying, that the way we bring it to them is in the form of a warning. You know, we don't have to act like we're going to punish them or threaten them with the punishment that they have coming. We don't have to do that. We can make it clear to them. Allah asked the prophet, your job is just to make it plain. You know, don't get all involved into the affairs, the other people's business, but just make it plain to them. And when you make it plain to them, the only thing they can do is back up if they're going to lie and try to defend what they got. And when they start defending what they have, which is a lie, I see these Christians. I see these, and most of them that's on the television and things like that, most of them is corrupt. The good Christians, they are good Christians. They are believers. Allah tells us that in the Quran. They are believers. But they're not on television. I imagine they feel like they don't have nothing to prove. All they got to do is just be right and do right and do good, help the needy and help the poor. And that's the same way the Muslim think. That's the way we think in all this corruption that we see. And that's the way that Allah asks us to conduct ourselves. Conduct yourself in a way that you know you're right. and bring it to the peoples as a warning. Allah says that Jesus had no, there's no such thing as God had a son. There's no such thing as Jesus became God. You know, and when they bring that to you, they bring it to you as a rehearsal. They bring it to you like they're rehearsing something, you know, and if you accept that, then that's your fault. Especially when you have we the Muslim that brings as hard as they can, that brings you the truth. And if you go against the truth, then that's your fault. So when the time of judgment comes, you're going to have to face that judgment. And don't think that it's not going to come. Don't think that you got time. Because you don't have no time. It might happen. The judgment might happen anytime. So don't think that you got no time. You know. And we should also think about our families. We should also think about the children. You know, when we present this Holy Quran, when the Christian presents the Bible or the Jew presents the Torah, they should think about their family. First of all, you know, we put God first. You know, and think about your family. What the good things that you are doing, and the straightening out of corruption and ideals and false thinking in the society, straighten that all out. And know that what you're doing is you're doing this here for the future. And you're gonna have that natural feeling that what you're doing is good and right. The devil don't have no wind, brothers and sisters. He has no wind. If we listen and just getting involved in this sporting play and thing where Allah said that we didn't create this creation just for sport and play. If we get involved in sport and play, brothers and sisters, you know, you're going to forget your prayers. And excuse me, everything goes. Everything goes, you know. You're going to think that this is fun. The children seem like they're going to be happy. Your wife and your husbands and things seem like they're enjoying themselves. But you just remember what Allah said. We didn't create this earth
just for sport and play. We're not saying that we shouldn't enjoy sport and play. You know, Allah, he just naturally created in us to be a social creature. So that's just natural for you to be that way. You know, but you can't give yourself to that. Those type of spirits, if you got the spirit just to keep up with all the ball games, keep up with all the basketball games, the boxing, you know, the smoke car racing, the horse racing, dog racing. Put your whole schedule, establish your whole schedule and just sport and play. Allah said that you weren't created for that. So the earth wasn't created for that, excuse me. The earth wasn't created for sport and play. So you're in the driver's seat. You got to make all the decisions. You're in the driver's seat, and this is the way I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. From the standpoint of from the position that you is in control, not me. Only thing I'm doing is telling you what Allah said, that the earth wasn't created for sport and play. It's up to you whether or not you ignore it and plan your whole life around sport and play. You know, that's up to you. But just remember, Allah said he give you a free will. But also he established a time of judgment. And when that time comes and he gives the order to the angels, there's nothing you can do to hold it back. Just remember I said that. There's nothing that you can do. And I'm saying what Allah said. When that time comes, that's it, brothers and sisters. When Allah gives the angels an order, they execute it to the T. They execute it. Now you talking about somebody that got power and someone that we should be afraid of, then you should check out the angels. Shaitan has a high respect for the angels. You see, so we have to know who got the power, and at the same time, you know, we got to know who to respect, and who are able to carry out the will of God, just like that, and that's the angels. That's the angels. When God gives them order, you know, it's done. It's done, brothers and sisters. That's really that's reading they say in many places in the Quran, it uses the term, you use the plural of we. Of we. You know. And so you had asked yourself the question, who is this we that God is talking about? You see? And this we that he's talking about is him and the angels. So, brothers and sisters, we are into a lot. We're gonna also talk today, later on today, about reparation and about it's our time. It's time for the believers. Put it that way. It's time for the believers to come forward. We knew it was gonna happen. But we didn't know when it was gonna happen. We don't know when it's gonna happen. But we know it's time for the believers. God says that the believers is going to be successful, that they're going to win too. And I believe that, brothers and sisters. I believe reparation is from God Almighty. I believe that. What I mean from God Almighty, that he's in control of that. He's in control of that. And when he wants something to happen, he can make it happen. So brothers and sisters, I'm going to yield. I thank Allah for this opportunity to talk. I have a whole lot on my mind. Allah give me an opportunity to get some of this off my mind and just talk about some of these things that, you know, that you see and you praying and, you know, you're praying for, to be established as Muslims and things look like it's slow in different areas for the business, BUII and masjids and things set up, you know, Imam Wafi Muhammad community coming together and things like that. It look like they slow, you know, but I'm coming more and more into the reality that I just got to be patient. I got to keep on moving. Ask Allah forgive me for my faults, for my sins. So I came to you in peace, gonna leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, Assalam. Thank you. We got another one. Raise his hand. Brother Araki, you there?
Yes.
Hey, you got it, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Assalam to love. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful Talim that you had said, brother. Brother Suja, I wanted to add on, even Shaitan Iblis have his death date, and to give us more motivation on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going to take every single living form that he created away from this earth on the day of Yom Kiyama. I wanted to say that. Alhamdulillah.
Right.
In the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most entirely merciful, the one who have created all forms of life and all forms of death and the Akira, the hereafter, and he have created the judgment day as he created his heavens and his earth. He created of all things. There's no other creator besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lord and cherish the sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. And I believe in all of his prophets even the prophets I don't, and messengers that we don't know about, that he sent to civilization. Allah says that, he says in Quran 51:56, Bismillah, I did not create the jinn and mankind itself to worship me. Worship me. And he brought the prophets, for the bear witness to the people, our people, that Allah is one. Allah is one. And he does not like when anyone ascribe partners or association with him. He says this in his Torah. He says this in his Bible, and as we know as the Injil and Gospel, and as they know as the Bible. He says that in his Bible, and he says that in the Quran. I mean, the purpose of the prophets was to forewarn the people of no warner had come before them, and to warn them of the oneness of Allah, and to show them that, to show them how to worship Allah, So that was very, very important. Allah said if we was angels, he would have sent us an angel. We see that this corrupted mind and corruption of the confusion of the world, come from unsubmitting this natural will, the will that we didn't make for ourselves, and neither can any other being or jinn make for us. But this will is something that Allah purposely designed, orchestrated in our bodies as humans, as human beings, so that we can submit our will, the will that he gave us. We know that the body is perfect. Everything Allah creates is perfect. Though our mentality of our mind become corrupted from unsubmitting. We can't submit to Allah if we don't know what we're submitting to. As believers. Allah tells us that he says to the believers, it has to be to the believers, and you have to be in a belief state of mind to understand. Allah does not forgive association with them, but he forgives what is less than that for whom he wills, and he who associates others with Allah has certainly fabricated a tremendous sin, a monumentous sin. To the disbelievers, the ones Allah guide to him, Allah favors them. He give them purity. He takes the worries and trials and tribulations. Many of people that I asked me, that I have asked and associated with myself, they tell me it's a new body. It's a new body. They feel different. They feel lighter. So it's something Allah does to his creation, to his creatures, to his servants, that no one else can do. No one. Allah wants us to identify with him. With him. By identifying with Allah is us identifying in our submission. To submission. The thing about Shaitan is Shaitan is not a submitter. He doesn't submit. He allows the ego to build more consequences for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala servants. So it tends to thrive upon the ignorance amongst us, the unmoral amongst us, the ones who don't have a mind to change, because Shaitan does not attack your heart. Allah attacks your heart. Satan attacks your mind. Your mind. He allows your will to accept that you want to be feminine, men becoming feminine, or women becoming masculine, or building themselves as men when they are women. And same for the men. Satan separates the mother from the father from the son from the mother. He's so confused. Satan is our open enemy, And Allah says we should treat him, treat Satan like an open enemy, including if Satan is ourselves, comes to us through our minds of our moral life. We want to put ourselves in a position that Allah is satisfied with his servant, how he's satisfied. And the test, do other people, including ourselves, is Satan. It's always been Satan. It's either a whisper or either someone confusion or someone argument or someone ignorant or someone noisy or someone out of order. He works in numerous of ways. He is a divider. He loves to divide. He loves to conquer. He works anywhere you go. Anywhere. You go to Saudi Arabia, he's working on you there. You can go to Israel, he works on you there. America, he works on you here. Every single will. Allah tells us the only protection we have against Shaitan, our rejected enemy, is with Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. We seek protection with Allah against our open enemy, Shaitan, or Shaitan, or Lucifer, equivalent to hear no evil, say no, hear no evil, or speak no evil. Equivalent to it, the same. As we say Allahu Akbar, our Christian brothers and sisters say hallelujah. The same. No higher praises than Allah. No higher praises than the Almighty. There's nothing greater than Allah. If you understand the language of God Almighty, you understand it's the same language. It's the same language to identify that our purpose in life is with Allah. It's with Allah. There's nothing greater, nothing bigger, nothing better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the brother said before me, Allah orchestrates his power. He have the power for any one of his servants upon earth, upon the heavens, anywhere in the world. To study Shaitan is to study oneself. And it's not a physical Shaitan or Lucifer with the horns and the tails. But it's everyday humans and jinns that look like us, male or female. And the worst, the prophet told us, he said, the worst that you had is not to go and fight for the cause of Allah. The worst that you had is not to fight for someone who you should fight for and their rightfulness, but the worst is jihad is with ourselves, Each and every last one of us that submits. Allah doesn't refer this to the disbeliever because the disbeliever have not yet grasped this understanding of the human life to make oneself better, to diagnose your own lives and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure you of the sickness of the mind, of the sickness of whatever it may be. Allah testifies on himself that he is one. He is one. But this corruption that we are tested, and this is a test. This earth is a testing ground. It's not permanent. You're not permanent. You're not here to permanently stay. Nothing is yours. Everything is a trustee that Allah entrusted you with, including the body. Your bodies are not yours. Allah loaned you these bodies, and Allah will get his bodies back. He will get his soul that he put into the body, he'll put it back. The only thing that he gave your parents the will to is to name you, to teach you, to teach you. And the best of the teachers are the one who teaches the game. The best of the teachers are the ones who teaches the books. We relate this to our parents, our parents. And our parents try to keep us in order.
Yeah, I know.
When our parents try to keep us in the order of excellence, whether they Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. But this was commanded by the Lord of the worlds, to conquer any type of corruption, Shaitan is one who schemes on your natural ability. I'm getting feedback on one somebody's phone. Can you put it on pause, please? Satan, he feeds off of ignorance. He feeds off of unmoral life, unnatural-minded individuals, ones who accepted the their ways of life. But he no longer wants those brothers and sisters. Satan is attacking the children. He attacks the children with unfitting parents. He attacks the children with unorderly conduct. He attacks them. Even now, he attacks them at school, learning homosexuality genders. And do they really want to be a boy or do they really want to be a girl? This is no decision for any child to make, They showed they showed in Congress that they were fighting for this law to be passed that homosexuals can teach our children and teach them about the genders of homosexuality. Homosexual lifestyle. And we understand the word of God Almighty, the teachings of his prophets, and the teachings of Christ, then we understand the journey Allah has put us on for my Christian brothers and sisters. The Almighty has, the journey the Almighty has put you on, that put many a good men and women on. This journey of life. You find in the gospel the laws beyond the Ten Commandments, but you find a congregation who no longer wants an evil distraction or evil corruption or evil corrupted mind to play upon their own minds. That's something that Christ taught, to delete that ignorance, even if it had to be slain, to present to them the mind that Allah has gave Isa, Christ, to present to the Christians, the mind that Allah has gave, the Almighty has gave to Christ. This is a God-fearing mind. This is to the ones who are not God-fearing. This is a mind that Allah introduced to the people of a God-fearing mind, a moral mind, what to store in your houses, what to eat, how to live as men and women until your time is appointed for you to Allah calls you. Christ taught this. Christ did not worship himself. He did not worship himself. Christ worshiped Rabbil Alameen, Lord of all worlds. He worshiped the one true God, the Almighty, Lord and Cherisher, sustainer of all the worlds and all systems of knowledge. Not only did Christ did, but all the prophets before him. Not only did all the prophets before him, all of the prophets after him. Indoctrinate someone's mind into corruption is to play with the word of God Almighty. I strongly recommend any Christian to read the Quran. You will understand the Bible a whole lot better, a whole lot better. It explains in detail the things that the evil oppressor, the popes, the preachers, the philosophers, and et cetera, who changed the word of Allah to their likings so that they can enslave people, to enslave the people with a plan to keep them enslaved, to keep them enslaved from what? From Allah. From Allah, to keep them unsubmitting their will that Allah had created to them, to Allah. So it plays a trickery. And when you ask yourself, can you be tricked? If you're honest, every last soul upon earth can be tricked, whether it's a magic trick, whether it's something that you can write and read it and believe in it, or whether you go to the grocery store and you want to get some bananas and they tell you it's 29 cents, and then you get to the grocery store, you have to buy so many. So we all can be tricked. We all can be tricked. I ask you again, who was the Lord of the worlds when Christ was in the belly of Maryam and Maryam's dependence was on the Lord of the worlds? I say this to... I say this for you to... I'm getting feedback on someone's phone. Can you mail it for me, please? Thank you. I say this to... I'm getting feedback on someone's phone, please. Thank you. I say this to force yourself to think, to get out of that enslaved mentality. They also wrote to not question God. I'm hearing your feedback, sir. Thank you. But they also instructed the servants of Allah not to question Allah. As Moses, this is a prophet, and we have no ranks over the prophets, question Allah. And they say, do not question the book. Don't question it. So this free will is being taken away from the ones who follow this doctrine, these theses, to apply slavery, a slave mentality mind, as if your God is your slave master, and for you to worship your slave master as you should worship your Lord, or you should follow and listen to your slave master as you should follow and listen to Christ. These are all lies, unmoralized, to enslave this mentality of the mind. But not only the mind, it's to trick his way out of the body. It's to take away the salvation Allah promised every living servant of his that he will give that servant. He will give that servant. Allah wants only for his servants to come and join him in his kingdom. He wants only the best for us. Allah loves us. How can Allah not love us when he designed us and orchestrated us and gave us his life? That's love. That's love. But love also comes with a test, dear brothers and sisters. And this is a test. This is your testing ground. We only want the untruthful amongst us, as Imam says. He says to the ones who don't want to submit, already made up their mind they're going to be homosexuality to Allah calls them. They're going to be hypocrites to Allah calls them. They're going to be evildoers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them. The ones who made up their mind to partner with shayateen, with shaitan, to take the moral life of excellence out of them and to further corruption. Imam said they did not want this truth. They don't want the truth because the truth requires them not to grow morally. They don't want to grow morally. What is moral? Moral is taking the dirt off of you. You want to change? Change the way you think. You want to be better and successful? Come to Allah and work. The laws, Christ said, I'm not here to change the law. I'm not God. My mama's not God. I'm not here to change God's laws, the laws of Miriam, the laws of Ibrahim, the laws of Moses, Isaac, and Jacob, Zechariah. I ain't here to change them laws that Allah had demanded for me to follow. He said, I'm not here to change the law. I'm here to fulfill it. To fulfill something is to make it happen to your best ability, what you can do, what you can do. And we as humans, we have a hard time to reconvince relationships. Do you love me? We have a hard time. Why don't you, do you care for me? We have a hard time to fulfill the commandments that Allah ordained for us. The Ten Commandments is not just for the Christians, it's for the Jews as well as the Muslims. Allah's law does not change. It's the same laws that's in the Quran. It's the same scripture. It's the same word that Allah wants us to understand to the believer, to the one who submits his mind, his heart, his body. One of the commandments, the first commandments of Christianity is, thou shalt love the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul. It doesn't orchestrate or it's not designed to imagery, the mentality of the mind. This doesn't come from God. This comes from the evil corruptors to change the word of God so that they can utilize this power. This power. What's the use of the power? If you don't bohemianize men and women, then you enslave them. And you can't make any income, any economics off of bohemian lives people. You're working a job, and the only thing you want to do is work for someone. You don't want to start your own business or try to grow from there or put some type of faith in yourself. So you become enslaved. You become enslaved. We're human. We're human, and Allah knows it. And Allah knows it. But Allah, for 950 years, tried the people of Noah. I don't know about y'all guys and women, but that's a long time. Just for Noah to say that La ilaha illallah, and he the prophet. And you know one thing, dear brothers and sisters, no one believed. No one. Not a single soul. As Allah instructs us and tell us in Quran, as he tells us in former scriptures. No one believed. But Noah. And to have that type of morality, focus, submission, is guidance, is steadfast guidance, is steadfast human excellence, is steadfast to modernize yourself as a standard to stand firm to represent the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this earth. Because that is the first heaven of any being. Any being of any religion to confirm your submission, your free will to its maker, the one who created it, designed it, and fashioned it. Your parents didn't make you, or neither did they make me. Allah orchestrated it. They didn't go in. They don't even create the semen that come out of them, or neither the eggs. They don't create that. Allah creates it. He is the creator of creation. And it's to be utilized for procreation. 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 To procreate. That settles the question of homosexuality. That settles it. The man teaches us about lust and the lustful desires, fill our flesh. The man says the flesh is pure. The flesh is decent. The flesh is moral. Law created it that way. There's nothing wrong with the flesh. The flesh is good. The flesh is good. But the act upon the flesh will be a consequence that that servant must take part in that sin. But nothing wrong with the flesh. Allah created it. And he created it for you to have, for you to feel yourself soft, warm, cold, for you to cover of the skin. For the skin to have a color, for the veins to have a cover on it, on a cover. Imagine if we didn't have a cover. We'd be dying left and right. But Allah is the orchestrator of it. This is not anything that Allah did upon this earth for any of his prophets or servants to do. No. He brought the people of Israel signs for Christ. Isa alayhi salam. What was the sign? To bring the dead back to life. If you thinking that it's a dead person, just a dead person, then that's how your mind would think. But if you think it is a dead nature, a dead submission, a dead unmoral life, then you understand the teaching of Christ better than you're teaching yourself. And another sign, he said he healed the blind. These days, like little babies say, he said the blind lead the blind. We know the blind is leading the blind. He gave him some sight in the word. It wasn't his word. It was the word of God Almighty, Lord and Cherisher, sustainer of all the world, to bring this light back upon the earth as much as the darkness as it overspreads. The darkness is unintelligent thinking, unmoral thinking, unconcept of trying to push yourself to a moral standard of life, which to hold yourself back from your own success, from your own success. And he did one more act. He healed the blind, he brought the dead back to life, and he healed the sick. And he healed the sick. Now, if you are, and you understand a lot of language, if you fit into this moral code of honor with your Lord, then it's talking about you. Don't matter your religion. He was a prophet that we follow. And you want to present yourself to be an excellent person, an excellent being, an excellent creation that Allah designed for you to become on his earth. This is not our earth. We don't own this earth. We can put a street sign up, put a red light, a stop sign. This ain't our earth. Allah owns this earth. But to understand what Christ was developing, he was searching and developing for a better community, a better direction, because the direction was being pointed back to him and not to Allah. And he was very offended, as he's offended, as believers are offended of the praise, worship they give to Isa alayhi salam, which Isa was totally against it. Christ was totally against it. So he was bringing a different manner. He brought a different mind. And the mind that he brought, no one but the one who obtained an age present this mind to themselves. Because the lie that's orchestrated to the world and the world's children is that he died for your sins. The majority of America, their brothers and sisters, wasn't even here. So what sins did he die for? Christ died for his own sin. His own sins. Christ would be judged the same way we would be judged, dear brothers and sisters. No one escapes judgment day. No one. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him to the highest of paradises, Prophet Muhammad and all the rest of the prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon this earth. But he was pointing them to this direction. Now, they didn't understand the direction. Majority didn't. So he forewarned them again. He said there would be a prophet who would come, and his name would be Ahmed. It's in Song of Solomon and Matthews. He said, you don't understand the direction, Lord, that you told me to point them to, so I'm going to tell them about another prophet that's going to come. And I'm going to put it in their scripture. I'm going to put it in my gospel because you told me to do it. So he's pointing them to a direction of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He has always been La ilaha illallah. It always been La ilaha illallah, Isa alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. It's always been there. And the evil corruptors of the world don't want you to even say it or think it because they hold themselves as God. This didn't come from Christ. It came from the pagans. How so? The pagans introduced themselves into the religion of Christianity as they introduced themselves into the religion of the Jewish religion, Judaism. That to uphold the gods that they have put upon their own selves, to hold them higher than the Almighty, to worship them, to give them praise and give them worship. This ain't the teachings of Christ. This ain't the teachings of Noah, of Moses, Ezekiel. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. This is the teachings of evildoers who do not want the best and does not have the best of interest in the soul that Allah created for that body, to want to enslave that mentality of that person, to take them back, to draw them with hell. Frank Lucas them. I'm going down, everybody going down. And Shaitan, in his ego, allows him to be comfort in a comfort zone. And Satan talks, I got another one. I got another one of the lost servants. I just split a man and his wife up. I split a mother and his son up. I split a father and his daughter up. Oh, he's joyful. He's very, very joyful. I split a nation up. He's really celebrating. I made a nation go to war with the people who did not even bring peace. He's really tweaking. He's really tripping. It's ego. You find yourself with ego, you find yourself following Satan, whether you believe or not. You find yourself in this order of light to take out your light, to bring you more darkness and not the light of the newer. Not a light. You take it from yourself. You're from the inside out. The thing that we all have to learn, not just the disbelievers, the believers, but one thing we have to learn is don't get angry. As Rasulullah said, he said, don't get angry. And a man came to him and said, what's the best thing I can do for myself? He said, don't get angry. He said it again. He asked him, well, what's the best thing I can do? He said, don't get angry. He asked him, what's the best thing I can do, Prophet Muhammad? May peace and blessings be upon him. He said, don't get angry. This controls your ego, controls your envy, controls your jealousy, controls your evil eyes, controls your pushing out, you're breaking your soul apart by pushing out and breathing unhumanly as humans breathe as jinns. And this corrupts the soul. This takes life off you, off your years upon this earth. Upon this earth, Allah only wants to help His servants by leading them. So the help that Allah gave us was no longer Isa, though we follow Isa alayhi salam. Guidance, Allah guided him. But this comes from the one of the best examples that Christ was trying to reform into himself through Prophet Muhammad. May Allah be peace and blessings be upon him. That gave him the Quran, the recital. You ever thought about if the Quran was not from Allah? You ever read it? And when you read it, it talks directly to your soul? As I was in the Chinese restaurant selling some of my items, a lady said, don't talk to me. And I said, if you know how beautiful you was, you want to talk to yourself. She says, I haven't had sleep in 2 days. She said, I had insomnia very, very bad. And I said, oh, you got insomnia? I said, you need a ruku. He said, you know what a ruku is? He said, no. I said, you know who Allah is? And I said, you know who the Almighty is? She said, yeah. I said, do you attribute the Almighty in anything you can see? She said, no. I said, huh. I said, well, let me let you listen to something. And I got on my phone and played the Quran. And this lady was about to go to sleep in the Chinese restaurant. So it does something to your soul. The Quran revives. It gives you the light that your body's been in the darkness. The same thing with the gospel, the same thing in the Torah, the same thing of the teachings of the laws and the laws Allah gave to the prophets before Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. If we understand the language of Allah, the language of the Almighty, Lord and Cherisher, sustainer of all worlds and all systems. Of knowledge. In my closing, I strongly suggest to our Christian listeners, our Jewish listeners, to get a Quran. You can download it. You don't have to tell anyone about it. You can download it on your phones, free Quran. It pop up. And just read it. Read something. Read something that would rejuvenate your spirit and soul. Because we're living in the times of oppression and depression, where the shayateen wants to make you miserable, unhappy, and they breathe unhappiness, they wish unhappiness. They want you to fall victim, as they've been victimized themselves, into the same teachings, the same philosophy, the same enslavement minds that they have. Allah didn't make them that way. Allah gave you a beautiful mind. He created the mind to put in intuitive excellence. He created the mind so that the mind could fight the corruption of evil. That's what your prayers are for. That's what your worship is for, dear brothers and sisters, so that you can be representatives of the kingdom. And Allah says, strive, dear brothers and sisters. He says, strive with your wealth. Strive with your teaching. Strive with anything you can do. Because it's always been la ilaha illallah. It's always been one God but God. And it's always been a test to the people, our brothers and sisters, that say la ilaha illallah. Whether it's Guantanamo Bay, whether it's wars in Africa, China, the brothers and sisters is locked up in China. Iraqis, Iran, Afghanistan, and Palestinian. Don't get divided in the schemes of Shaitan. They say that them not your brothers and your sisters. They are. But would you stand up for them as Allah tells you to stand? Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much.
I think most of us start from somewhere, but most of us are not serious about establishing Islam. These people know that it's important to establish Islam in order to have a good life. To have a good life for themselves and a good life for their offspring, their family that they leave, they leave behind.
Haji Lala, Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, walaikum salam. Walaikum salam.
On this, you want to share with us? So go right in here.
Yes. Okay.
No.
Let's see if I can find something here.
Paradise is surrounded by hardship.
And the fire is surrounded by desires. And that's in the book reference, book 38, Hadith 37. Jamie Al-Tandi, 2559.
You said the last, one, the fire is surrounded by what?
Desires.
By desires. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And one side of it is, I can send it to you. One side is blue and the other side is red. The blue door has the clouds and the red door has the fire. It's a post, brother. It's a post. Alhamdulillah, it's a post, brother.
Thank you,
brother. You're welcome.
Sister Hala, Yala. We got it at the Recreation Radio comes on in about 7 minutes. So we'll be leaving here in about 7 minutes because the Recreation Radio come on. Hameen got a special announcement on Recreation. He made that announcement yesterday. Okay, I'm going to bring Sujar Muhammad back up to close out and give the last word, and he'll be closing out. So, Sujar, assalamu alaikum. So, Sujar. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Sujar. Well, anyway.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Anyway, we want to thank Allah for everybody being here tonight, being on the Prophet Talk Radio. We appreciate it, all of you. Everybody added something to make this Prophet Talk Radio exciting. And we are here to get rid of the images that have plagued the world and still plaguing the world and causing all of the confusion. Human beings are not supposed to be living on it, confusion, because it's oppression. It's oppression. And Allah said he don't want oppression on nobody. He don't even want no oppression. So it's bad for the human being. We know Satan is the author of this oppression. He's the one brought it about. But Allah has given us the permission, give us the tools we need to get rid of this oppression so we can all live on this earth and make this earth a paradise, a beginning, a good beginning, and a very good ending. We live to a beginning, we get an ending. And we have to make this paradise work. And we have to get rid of the images that have caused all the problems that we see in the world today. TV, movies, magazines, music, all these things are influenced by Satan itself. And those ones that who's singing or try to bring something good, Satan get rid of them. He get them out the way quick. But Satan's time is up. His time is up. Brother Sujar, are you there? Brother Sujar. So we working on this image. And we are winning because I hear the language is trying to change on TV. They want to stop. I hear Caucasians trying to say that they're not white. No, they're not white. So the language is changing. Truth is clear from falsehood. And I hear a lot of African Americans are saying that they're human beings. This is what Allah says. Us all to be human beings. And when we leave the nature as a human being, we become homosexual, go against the nature, become an animal, and worse than an animal, because animals do not play around with the same speeches with each other. The animals do not do that. They have respect for the different species, male and female. Found the lion and the male, and the lion and the tiger. I mean, they have respect for each other. Mm-hmm. So we have to find the same respect. Brother Sujar, are you still there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you got some hands. But you got the land.
Excuse me. I had to use the bathroom. I'm here.
Yeah, brother. After our show, the Recreation Radio comes on. It comes on
okay.
at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Close out. You can say the last final word, and then you can close it out.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Al-Alameen. We just like to thank Allah for all the brothers and all the believers that come mm-hmm. on Block Talk and mm-hmm. volunteer their time, you know, and giving their time just to submit their will to Allah. You know, that's a super blessing. You know, I tell my son all the time that, you know, we really appreciate him. And like on the lifeline, you know, and things like that, they give Tariq a whole lot of respect, you know, especially those sisters. So, it's a blessing to see young people's, with this type of sport world and world that's got all this technology in it and all this stuff to play and all these women's out here, you know, naked and things like that. For them to just give their time to God, you know, give their time to do God work, you know. So that's a blessing. That's a super blessing. And they're gonna be the future. This reparation thing, it's about them. It's about them. Their world is we bringing it in. We're gonna bring their world in. When you see us talking about reparation, we're talking about bringing in the world of the young people. They're going to be ready. They're going to have everything they need to compete, you know. So we thankful to Allah for Allah blessing us. Allah said that the believer must win through, and he's not going to put the disbeliever over the believer, you know. We can bear witness. We can bear witness to that too. I'm gonna close up with prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, and none of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. I love everyone.